All right, we're here at the Maker Faire with Jacqueline Russell. So Jacqueline, tell us, why is the Maker Faire important to Microsoft and why is it important to people that use Microsoft technologies?
Well, I think this is the first time that Microsoft has been at an event quite like this. And I think a lot of people who have come in have commented to me that they're really glad to see a company like Microsoft being in an event like this that focuses so much on hobbyists and technology enthusiasts. So I think it's really great that we're here and we're showing off technologies that are free for people to use and build their own websites and create like a wine tracking application. So things are really, I think that people are really glad that we're here.
It seems like we've seen an awful lot of families and children and things. What kind of things have the kids been interested in? And I mean, these are obviously the makers of tomorrow, so what do they gravitate toward?
Well, I don't know if you've talked to Ed over at the Dancing for Fun booth, but I think that's by far the most popular demo that we've had. And I don't know if you can look at the kids right now, but I think this kid right here with the blonde hair has gotten like the high score for the past 5 games. So he's a pro at this. But this application was all created using fidget sensors, Visual Studio Express, C# edition, in a matter of a couple weeks. So really, I mean, it looks pretty complicated, but it was pretty easy to put together. So we have all of the sample code, the how-to articles, everything up on Coding for Fun. So people are pretty excited.
So that brings up a question. Visual Studio Express is mainly geared towards the enthusiast, right? I mean, it's not geared towards systems engineer.
Well, systems engineers can use it on the weekends, in the evenings, to create their own utilities, whatever. But absolutely, Express is geared towards hobbyists, people learning how to code, you know. We're just trying to rediscover the fun, put the fun back into programming and building your own software. So, and really enabling like people to use technology to support their passions.
You're saying since we can't go back to the Commodore 64 and you know, make the machines more simple, we're going to try to make the software more simple so that people can still learn?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's half the fun is like the learning process, putting together something that you've created from scratch. So we're just trying to make that a lot easier for folks.
All right, Jacqueline, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the Maker Faire.
No problem.